How are you all doing?
Good.
You're asking me how I'm doing? I'm totally scared right now. But just to let you know, isn't it that the worship team is doing a great job? Yeah. Actually, I'm getting used on singing there. Yeah, really worshiping with the congregation. I love that. I love that. Well, this is our Global Missions Fair Sunday. So we have our missionaries here. I'll be introducing them later properly. And I'm just so happy that we have this opportunity that we could inform you what God is doing all around the world. God is at work, and He's at work all the time. And the assignment, the topic that was given to me is, why do we need to tell others about Jesus? This is the last topic for our series, Questions. I'm so happy to share with you His words today. As the missions pastor, the question, why do we need to tell others about Jesus, is my assignment. Now, you can now get your sermon notes in your bulletins, so you can write down the main points of our message today, okay? This is an important question to each one of us as Christians. We need to answer this. If not, we have a problem. I'll be basing my message on these verses, and we can still sit for now. I'll be asking you to stand later when we will all read together the Great Commission verse. Acts 20, 17 to 27 and 31 to 35, it says, from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, you know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came into the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, and in the midst of severe testing by the plots of my Jewish opponents. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Verse 31 to 34. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which gives you up and give you an inheritance among all sanctified. I have not coveted any silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine supplied my needs, the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus Himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. We'll all be reading the mission right now. First, I'd like to call my brothers and sister here in front, our brother Ed, Vijay, and Jane. Can we all come up here? And then we will be reading the Great Commission coming from Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And we'll start with you, Jane. for us to have a flavor of Revelation chapter 4 and 5, purchased for God's persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. Jane, let us read Matthew 28, 18 to 20 in Mandarin.
28章18到27节，耶稣近前来，他对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。” 我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。Amen.
And we'll be reading it in Farsi.
پس عیسی پیش آمده به ایشان خطاب کرده گفت: تمامی قدرت در آسمان و بر زمین به من داده شده است. پس رفته همه امت‌ها را شاگرد سازید و ایشان را به اسم اب و ابن و روح القدس تعمید دهید. و ایشان را تعمید دهید که همه اموری را که به شما حکم کردم حفظ کنند و اینک من هر روزه تا انقضای عالم همراه شما می باشم. آمین.
Amen. And we'll be reading it in Telugu, an Indian language, major Indian language.
అయితే యేసు వారి యొద్దకు వచ్చి పరలోకమందును భూమి మీదను నాకు సర్వాధికారం ఇచ్చి ఉన్నబడిది. కాబట్టి మీరు వెళ్ళి సమస్త జనులను శిష్యులుగాను చేయండి. తండ్రి యొక్కయు కుమారుని యొక్కయు పరిశుద్ధాత్మ యొక్కయు నామములోనికి వారికి బాప్తిసమిచ్చుచు నేను మీకు ఏ ఏ సంగతులను ఆజ్ఞాపించితునో వాటన్నిటినీ గైకొన వలనని వారికి బోధించుడి. ఇదిగో నేను యుగ సమాప్తి వరకు సదాకాలము మీతో కూడా ఉన్నానని వారితో చెప్పాను. ఆమేన్.
ఆమేన్. And I'll be reading it in my heart language. Mateo 28, 18 and 20. That's Spanish, right? You understand that. Lumapit si Jesus at sinabi sa kanila, ibinigay na sa akin ang lahat ng kapangyarihan sa langit at sa lupa. Kaya't habang kayo'y humahayo, gawin ninyong alagad ko ang mga tao sa lahat ng bansa. Bautismuhan ninyo sila sa pangalan ng Ama at ng Anak at ng Espiritu Santo. Turuan ninyo silang sumunod sa lahat ng iniuutos ko sa inyo. Tandaan ninyo, ako'y laging kasama ninyo hanggang sa katapusan ng panahon. Can we all stand as we read in English, Matthew 28, 18 to 20. You could still say that. And let's all read this. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, help us to hear your words and the message of the gospel today. Teach us and empower us to obey your word in the place where you put us, in the way you have gifted us, and help us to be faithful to the call of your glory alone. We can't do this alone, but we have you in the person of the Holy Spirit who is with us to the very end of the age. In this we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Let's all be seated. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hear me now?
All right. The verses we read are parting words. One is from Apostle Paul, who followed the Lord faithfully and became a great apostle to the Gentile world. This is the time when Apostle Paul was traveling back to Jerusalem and he had an idea what awaits him, prison and hardship. He's talking with the Ephesian Christians. He lived in Ephesus for 3 years and now he's headed back to Jerusalem by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And the other one is from our Lord Jesus Christ himself before he ascended to heaven, and we call it the Great Commission. This is his last command to every believer. Somebody said his last command must be our first concern, and we should be serious on that. I'm happy that WCC's Woodbridge Community Church mission is taken from the Great Commission. Our mission as a church is to help anyone and everyone meet, know, and follow Jesus. This is why we are answering this question. Why do we need to tell others about Jesus? Parting words are very crucial. We listen to people leaving us because these are important words for us not to miss out. I'll be very personal here. A week before my mom died of leukemia in 2005, she called all her children. She called my brother Dave. His family was in La Puente at that time. And then she called me. I'm the youngest. She called late at night, that morning in the Philippines, and I can still recall this, that very night. She talked to me, Lelo, and our young kids at that time, and so I put her on the speakerphone. She was trying very hard to speak and was gasping for air as she spoke. And she said to us these words, "Son, don't ever stop serving God. He never failed us. You have seen how faithful he is to us and to our family. Serve him until the end." This was the last word of my mom to me and to my family. I will never forget what she said. I pray this will be my last words too to my children and future grandchildren, which will looking at my kids here. You know what? We are living in what we call the information age. I could vividly remember reading Time Magazine edition and that titled Information Superhighway in the 1990s. That was 1990. I got so excited by it. This was the Time Magazine issue I read on April 12, 1993. Our oldest son, Zach, wasn't born yet. You know what? This was 1993. Now we have the information superhighway right in our very own eyes. Actually, information superhighway is an old term now, right? Yeah, really. There's always upside and downside in things. We hear so many different messages. The world is noisy with messages. When you read the news, you'll be depressed, scared. There's too much uncertainty. In addition to that, we have all this fake news floating around in social media. We are bombarded by so much information. Now everyone is clamoring for our attention. Everyone is giving their messages whether we like it or not, and we need to carefully pick the message we take in that we will assist us as we navigate in this life. The power of words and the message we welcome into our lives is crucial. It either makes us or breaks us. It shapes our worldview. The message we are taking in is stored in our brains, in our hard drives. The Bible says the battle is in the mind. The things we read and we put in our mind's hard drive shape us. That's why we're still intrigued in the investigation still ongoing to what's the motive of Stephen Paddock in making the deadliest killing in the U.S. history. Unfortunately, when his computer was found, and probably you've heard this, the hard drive was already destroyed. And now apparently his brain is preserved and sent to Stanford University to study and look for any clue of his motive or intent. What is there in Stephen Paddock computer hard drive and brain's hard drive? And now I will ask this question to each one of us. What is there in our computer hard drives, literally, in our brain's hard drive, spiritually? How do we feel in this drive? How do we look at life? What is our worldview? Are we looking at life at the gospel? Are we looking at life biblically or as what the world dictates us? What is the message we are taking in? As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I am totally convinced that we have the most powerful message this world needs. And this is what I'm filling into our hard drives right now. The message has changed my life, keeps on changing me. I pray it's the same with you. First, why do we need to tell others about Jesus? It's because I firmly believe we have the most powerful message. Apostle Paul was very convinced of this message because this message changed his life. As a messenger of the gospel, we can see his very passion. Acts 20:20. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance. Acts 20:24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. And that's what we have been singing here in this church. It's his goodness. It's his message. And when Paul started this book in Romans, he emphasized the importance of our message, gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. I am not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is our message. The gospel simply means good news. It is the power. The power there, coming from the Greek word, is dunamis or dynamite. We get that word dynamite or the bomb of God that brings to salvation. Kim Jong-un's hydrogen bomb and the other nuclear bombs kill, but God's bomb, it's the bomb. Gospel gives life and salvation. Amen? It's totally opposite. You know what? FEBC, my ministry, the organization I'm involved in for 30 years now, we've been bombing North Korea with the gospel message. That gives life. Amen? That gives life. The more I grow in my faith, the more I understand what grace is. Mercy, forgiveness, salvation, unconditional love. All of this is a gift from God through Jesus Christ at the cross. And when I believe and receive the gift, I enter into this wonderful life. And this gospel of Jesus Christ changes lives of people. Again and again, I have met people who are totally changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only individuals, but communities as well. Let me introduce to you IRC Kabakungan. If this is your first time hearing our partner ministry. The meaning of IRC is Ictus Redeemed Community. This is our mission partner in Central Philippines. As you can recall, Ictus is the fish sign of the early Christians in the second to the fourth century. This is a whole community changed by the gospel message. The community was called at first Paktay, death. And the surrounding communities ridiculed them by calling them Paktay Drese Demonyo. I guess you have an idea of that following words. Drese Demonyo literally means dead, free demons. The community was profiled as a communist refuge. They bore arms to overthrow the government. Military encounters, death, massacre, extrajudicial killing. Revenge was very common in the community. The town proper looked down on them. Even their kids were discriminated when they played basketball in the town's square. The townspeople will just leave and won't play with the kids from Paktay. This was the norm. But 9 years ago, it changed when Pastor Steve Indino lived with them and truly shared the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. The gospel message changed the community from Paktay Trece Demonyo. Now it's called IRC Ictus Redeemed Community. It's now a changed community, and IRC is now serving to about 1,500 families in that area alone. The governor had visited IRC a couple of times to be encouraged, to learn, and to see firsthand how God can transform a community from a rebel sanctuary to a law-abiding, productive community. Now the governor of that region even stated, this is the model community that all communities should follow. The gospel message, brothers and sisters, is not mere reformation. It's a message of redemption and transformation. It's from inside out. They now have about 49 children in the IRC compound, orphans, sexually abused, abandoned, and other rejects of society. The social welfare brings kids to IRC from time to time, even from the outside of the community they are serving. Pastor Steve jokes around with the social welfare staff and said, hey, you often bring us children here, but you don't support us financially. He has a wonderful relationship with them. In the other side of the spectrum, Romy Crayel fought with the government in the same region and fought for the government in the same region. He was a member of the paramilitary unit of the government. He is the gentleman here on the left side. He was fighting against the communists in the mountains. He knows the place Paktay. He said it's a no-entry zone for the military. It's a communist enclave. He was hit in one of the encounters and got discharged. He went to Manila to look for a job and lived in Payatas, where we are also ministering, in the dump site, but couldn't find a decent job. He got involved with gangs, drugs, and alcohol. Then he came to know the Lord because one of his children was being fed in Breakthrough Church, in the feeding program we are supporting. Now his pastors, together with Pastor Carlos and Sister Edna, his writers, it's called Ina, Yakap ng Ama, meaning Father's Embrace. These are men, these writers, these men teaching other men for the gospel. Why do we need to tell others about Jesus? Because of this. Testimony, because of the lives that change. I have seen and have been seeing people and community change in the gospel of Christ. I believe in the message because it is still changing me. The message of God gives life. I can still remember when some of the disciples left Jesus because they only want to follow him because they are being fed. And Jesus asked the 12, are you also leaving? Peter said, where will we go? You have the words of eternal life. Where will we go? Are we perfect? No. But I could see how we can appropriate God's grace in our daily lives. It's all about the grace of God. In fact, the more I understand the gospel and his grace, the more I say I don't understand it because I want it more and more until we see him face to face. Jesus has the words of eternal life. He is the eternal life. Why do we need to tell others about Jesus? Second point is connected to the first one because we want to know the source of the message. Because we have a powerful God. The source of our message is God Himself. He's all in all. If it's not God Himself, this is no longer a church. The focus is Him. He's the one holding this world because God is good, God is life, and God made flesh in Jesus Christ. John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Colossians 1:15-17. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. The reason why we are existing here in this world is because Jesus is holding this together. And we have read in the Great Commission that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. That's why our missions as a church is to help people know, meet, know, and follow Jesus. Let's focus all our message to Him, for Him, about Him alone, and to what He did at the cross and the power of His resurrection, that all people can be forgiven from sin, that all people can be free from the power of sin, and that one day we will live without sin on His glorious return. Oh, I'm excited to see that day. This is a wonderful message planned and orchestrated by our powerful God. He is the only one who can execute this out. Quoting from the message of Pastor Frank last week, I want to emphasize two solas of the Reformation. Solus Christus, Christ alone, and soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone. This is the message, the powerful message. This is the God we serve. Jesus is the source of all truth. He's the source of all power. That is why we are meeting together to lift up the name of Jesus and give to Him all the glory due Him. That's why when we are singing here, we are lifting it all to Jesus and bowing before Him. This is our call as worship ministry as well. To lift up the name of Jesus. Let's all make that decision right now to lift up the name of Jesus and to give Him all the glory due Him. Let me share with you Pastor Joseph's Moses experience. He and his family experienced a powerful God. Our missionary, Pastor Joseph, and his whole family are serving the Lord in India to the Dalit people and the tribal groups. They have around 40 tribal and village churches. He wrote to us October 16. Their daughter, Fanny Joy, was a young lady still finishing her dentistry program. She had a car crash 11 months ago and had a brain surgery due to a tumor. When they checked her, they found out that there was a brain tumor, so they operated on her. However, when she had this post-op, and the doctor said, we need to operate you again. We're seeing a low-grade glioma. Fanny was admitted October 26 to be operated on October 31. As a missions team, we were concerned of the situation. The missions board immediately prayed for Pastor Joseph and Fanny Joy and the whole family. Then this is what Pastor Joseph wrote to us last Friday, just this Friday. Deep thanks to each and every one of you who prayed for us, and especially for our daughter, Fanny. The Lord has changed the situation. Miraculously, the surgeons haven't seen the grown-up glioma in the scan before the surgery. She was already there. 9 doctors and radiologists were sitting together going through all the series of scan and came to a conclusion that there is no need for the surgery now. Actually, the surgery was scheduled at 7 a.m. on October 31st. We were waiting for the doctors to come and counsel Fanny on the previous evening. But at 8 p.m. on the 30th, 2 doctors came to the ward room and said that the decision of the team of the doctors and radiologists about the cancellation of the surgery. Pastor Joseph added, it was unbearable heaviness in the hearts of all their family members when the doctors first said that Fanny has to undergo neurosurgery once again. But great joy and peace flooded our hearts when the same doctor said, there is no need for surgery. This is purely His marvelous grace and the power of prayer from you. Grateful to you, Joseph and Annie Moses. This is the news. That this is any joy. This is the news Pastor Joseph and the whole family needed right now, according to His sovereign will. God knows what they need. It is very timely for them to this blessed answer. God is so real to them right now, and He always is. In fact, during our last missions meeting, our brother Sani Taluri even reported that Pastor Joseph needs to go to surgery too. But he didn't report that to us. Instead, he shared about his daughter. And Sonny added, Pastor Joseph was getting affected with the situation. The verse, when we are weak, then we are strong, becomes so real to Pastor Joseph and the whole family at this very function in their life. Aren't we serving a powerful God? Amen. We need to tell others about Jesus. This is why we are doing what we are doing. Thirdly, we have the greatest model and powerful method. Acts 20, 34 to 35. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus Himself said. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I'd like to repeat that. We have the greatest model and the powerful method. Apostle Paul is quoting the very words of his master, Jesus, the greatest model. Brothers and sisters, the most powerful method in sharing the message of the gospel is through giving, empowered by love. Kind of giving modeled to us by Jesus Christ Himself, the author of unconditional love. Again, I'd like to emphasize that this kind of giving is based on unconditional love. There are some of us, or some that we heard, who give because of selfish motives, ambitions, and manipulations. I've seen a lot of that in the politics in the Philippines. This is not the giving that Christ modeled to us. His giving is pure and genuine. This kind of giving is the answer to those who brand Christians as hypocrites. In one of the questions we received from you, the question goes like this. How do you share Christ with people when everyone considers Christians to be hypocrites? Genuine love is the answer to this criticism. An authentic and genuine giving is the best way to share our love to the hurting world. Because our Master Jesus said Himself, it is better to give than to receive. And as a church, we try to obey our Lord, our greatest model. History shows that it was the Christians who spearheaded many cultural changes in the world, such as fight against slavery, literacy and education, charity, hospitals, fight against religious freedom, and many more. Woodbridge Community Church wants to follow Jesus' teaching, and it's better to give than to receive. I'd like to show to you the picture of Elijah Asa. At our last missions trip, we gave a new laptop to Elijah. Elijah is a graduating student in a known university in the Philippines. He's sponsored through Breakthrough Church, a partner in Payatas. He's consistent in the dean's list, majoring in creative arts media. For 3 years, this was the norm. He goes to his classmate's house and waits for his classmate to finish their assignment. Then he works on his assignment because he doesn't own a computer. He borrows their computer. You know what? No complaint. No victim mentality. He's always thankful to God that someone is sponsoring him to go to university. He usually comes home late at night, definitely because of his situation. He's now graduating. With the new computer, Elijah will have more time to finish his assignments and can come home early to his loving and supportive family. He is very, very thankful to Jesus when we gave the new laptop to him. He's a great example to other students at BCA or Breakthrough Christian Academy. Definitely, he will support others when he now has the capacity to do it. I believe that night he understood the teaching of Christ that it is better to give than to receive. Permit me to report to you how God used WCC to give to these projects throughout the years. Woodbridge had given out 6 water wells, 4 of 6 in the Philippines because of the typhoon, and 1 in Haiti when there was an earthquake. Our I-320 scholarship program is currently sponsoring 52 students right now and 8 more. WCC is feeding about 400 children a week in Payatas for more than 10 years. If we didn't feed this child, Rowena La Peña, and his siblings, and Breakthrough Church didn't intervene in the health of these children, probably they are no longer here in this world. But now, let's look at the future hope of this child. She's dancing. And finally, it is because we are commanded by Jesus. And the right response is what? Yes. To obey. Right? We read earlier, we have a command to obey. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Then Jesus said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." This is the command coming from our King Master, Jesus Christ, that we could teach everything. This is not an assignment to career missionaries, pastors, to ministers alone. This command is for every Christian, every believer. I'd like to end. You know what, Woodbridge Community Church? We are doing our best to obey Christ's command, and we know that we cannot do this on our own. That's why we partner and support 31 missionaries. If you look at the side wall on that, on the other side, you will see the world map there. And our 31 missionaries operates here in Irvine and all over the globe. And 7 of our missionaries are here right now. Majority of them are working here backyard because it's hard for our overseas missionaries to fly here. I'd like to acknowledge them. I'd like to acknowledge Pat Francisco. Pat, kindly please stand. Justin and Aaron McDonald's. They're locals, but they're ministering to the 7,000 international students in UCI. The world is here in Irvine. The world is here in Irvine. Thank you so much. I'd like also us to welcome Pastor Dave and Joan Beckwith. Pastor Dave and Sister Joan. Of Standing Stone Ministry. Thank you so much. Also, I'd like to acknowledge Jared Hall with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Thank you. Thank you. Also, based here in Irvine, our missionary Dave Wolfenden from Faith Academy in the Philippines. Thank you so much, Dave. Gordon and Becky West with Kids at Heart. They've been training teachers, kids, for Jesus. And I also would like to acknowledge Matt Sueda. Matt? With Fiducia. This is a neighborhood ministries here in Irvine. And also I'd like to acknowledge John, our I-320 scholarship program here. So they will have a booth at the Global Missions Fair we have here at the Family Life Center. Please go there. There will be refreshments. All our missionaries will have tables there. And you know what? I'd like to finish this on this. For the missions budget alone, we need to raise about $9,000 monthly. And this is separate from our general fund giving. You know what? The reason I mentioned to you all those people, all those faces, is because the bottom line, it's not about funds. It's about the lives of this people. The lives and souls of this people. Because we are reaching out to them. And you know, we are raising funds, we are informing you that lives are being changed. Please pray for the overall mission of Woodbridge Church and support and be involved in the missions work of Jesus Christ. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved, only in Jesus Christ. Before I pray, I don't want to forget to mention the big help of the missions committee. Hey team, thank you so much for what you're doing in the Lord. Can we give them a round of applause? Let's pray. Only in your name, Jesus. Only in the powerful name of Jesus. Because there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. You are our powerful God. You are the greatest model. That's why we follow you. And you showed us to how to be authentic in loving the world by giving our lives for your cause. And you have commanded us to go and bring the message of the gospel here and to the whole world. Help us to follow you fully in Jesus' name. Only in your powerful name, Jesus. Only in your powerful name. Amen.